Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. From kicking to baking. Hi friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. Today is December 20th, and we continue our story of the rise of Ben the Baker. It's a very interesting story. We often talk about chefs, we talk about, you know, famous people in the cooking world, but this one's interesting because he didn't start off as a chef or a baker. He started off as a MMA, Mixed Martial Arts, Mixed Martial Arts fighter. And then we are looking at his journey from mixed martial arts, and he's going to pivot into baking. But first, I'd like to invite Eva back to the program.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eva. I am so excited to talk about pie today.
Yes, I'm actually very excited to talk about pies. I love talking about food. I would love to eat pie right now. Well, Eva, I'd like to ask you, I'm sure you've had a lot of pies in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your... Well, the question has two parts. Number one, what is your favorite pie? And number two, what is the most interesting pie flavor you've ever had?
Okay, so I think my answer is going to be a little bit boring. I actually like apple pie.
Oh, I love this answer.
Yeah, because I think I like apple, but you know, when it's in the pie form, it's not that crunchy, you know, it's a little bit soft. And if they add cinnamon, you know, that it brings out a different flavor. So yes. I like apple pie a lot. What is a pie that I've eaten before that is a little bit special? I'm not sure if you guys eat like savory pies, actually.
Savory means salty, right?
Yeah, salty
savory
pie
is the right word to say. A lot of times we say salty food, but the correct English word should be savory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, we don't eat so much savory pie, but
yeah.
What kind of savory pie do you like?
Yeah, so in Singapore, we have a mix of both, you know, sweet and savory. I've had like fish pie before.
Fish pie?
Yeah.
And
so
it's actually good.
It is good.
Really?
Yeah, so it takes on the look of a normal pie that you would think of, you know, like the crust, the top that you have on as well. But inside is like salmon, sometimes you have dory, and then it also has like potato, and it's really good.
Is it kind of similar to a quiche? Or is kind of, because like a difference in a quiche and a pie, a lot of it's like a difference in the crust, right?
Yeah.
The crust is very different. A quiche is kind of like a French pie,
mm-hmm.
but the, what do you call it? The crust is much thinner.
Yeah.
So like this savory pie.
Yeah.
It has a thick crust too.
It does, it does. So
interesting. Is it British? Is this a British thing to have savory pies?
Maybe, yeah, because I think
it's a British thing.
Yeah, in Britain they have like meat pies, for example, like beef pies, lamb pies. So maybe. However, a quiche I think has more egg in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so for this, right, you can just imagine an apple pie.
Yeah.
But instead of apple, it's, you know, fish and potatoes and something that's just savory. And yeah, it's actually really popular in Singapore because maybe sometimes you don't want to eat a meal. You know, you don't want to eat rice. You don't want to eat noodles. You can just buy a pie, you know, wherever you go. Some cafes sell it too. And it has a good mix of everything, you know, like protein, fiber, and also carbohydrates. So I think, yeah, pretty balanced if you ask me.
Fish pie. Okay.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you go to Singapore, make sure to try Eva's fish pie. Write us in our, write us in our email or YouTube and let us know how you like your fish pie.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that. That's absolutely interesting. Well, in terms of my favorite pie, my favorite, just like you, is old and boring, but I love apple pie.
Yeah.
Apple pie is hands down the best pie in the world. And then the most interesting pie, it might not be interesting for people in North America, but for Asia, probably. There is a vegetable called rhubarb.
Oh.
Have you ever had rhubarb?
I have.
Yes. Rhubarb looks kind of like celery, and I'm going to spell it out because I know for a lot of listeners, it's not a popular vegetable here. It's rhubarb is R-H-U-B. B-A-R-B, rhubarb. You can look it up on, look it up on Google. Rhubarb is a vegetable that looks kind of like celery, but it's not celery. It's a separate vegetable. And it's interesting because it has kind of a sour taste. And because of its sour taste, rhubarb goes really well in dessert. Ooh. It's fantastic in dessert. And then my Aunt Carol, she used to make rhubarb pie for our family occasions in Canada. So whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, she would make rhubarb pie. And it's something that, you know, like the first time you have rhubarb, but you might not like it because it's a bit sour. It's like sweet and sour. It's kind of strange, but it's something that you can really, it's an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. So acquired taste is something you might not start off liking, but after a while you really like. And then nowadays, after many years living outside of Canada, I really miss the rhubarb pie. You can't get it here in Asia. Rhubarb pie is so good. Well, friends, it's so cool to talk about pie. I could talk about pie for the entire program, but we have to get back to our program. So let's get into our first reading. We'll continue Newman's journey from MMA fighter into baking.
Keeping things going. Over a 9-year career as an MMA fighter, Newman totaled 13 wins in 19 fights. He offered all of his opponents pie at the weigh-ins. Just one accepted. As Damian Hill prepared to face Newman in January 2017, he learned of his opponent's baker persona and what it would entail. Hill always looked for potential avenues to get in his opponent's head. He knew everyone before him had turned down the pie. If he accepted, maybe Newman would be thrown off. When the moment came and Newman extended a slice, Hill's cornerman immediately handed him a carton of milk. "It was funny, because I'm not a fan of cherry," Hill said. "It just so happened to be a cherry pie. I don't know if it was because I hadn't eaten that day, but it was delicious." The sweet taste of victory, however, belonged to Ben the Baker, who won the matchup.
Friends, we start today to continue Newman's journey. So he has a 9-year career as an MMA fighter. And then here we have some stats about his wins and losses. And then, but what's interesting throughout these 9 years, Eva, is he offered all his opponents pie at the weigh-in.
Yeah.
And we talked about that yesterday. It's kind of crazy to go to a weigh-in where you're facing your opponent, and instead of giving a mean face like a tiger, you're smiling and saying, "Would you like some pie?"
Yeah, would you like a sweet treat before we meet each other in the ring, you know? I think it's pretty interesting and very different, unexpected.
Very unexpected. Well, question, all these opponents he faced over the years, how many people ate his pie?
Well, you would think many of them did, but only one accepted.
Whew.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about that special one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his name is Damian Hill, and then he was going to fight Newman in January 2017, and he learned of his opponent's baker persona. Persona. What is a persona?
I think a persona is something to describe your behavior.
Yes.
So if someone is a baker persona, I think that's how they express themselves, you know, like they like baking.
Yeah.
Someone can also have a gamer persona, you know, that means that this person likes gaming. Someone can have a TV watching persona. Yeah, I think as long as you feel that you can express yourself in that certain way, you can call it a persona.
Yeah, and with personas, very interesting, because sometimes persona is what we project to the world. Mm-hmm. That's what we show the world, but it could be very different than the real you.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you might have a very cool persona outside, you're very cool, but actually at home you're just like really boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think many years ago I watched a Paris Hilton interview, and she's like, "Everyone thinks I live such a glamorous life, and I am glamorous when I'm outside, but at home I'm just completely boring."
Yeah.
Like, I just sit at home and just scroll, like, YouTube, you know, so that's, your persona can be quite different than who you really are.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at Hill. Now, what motivated Damon Hill to eat the pie?
Well, I think Damon Hill, right, he said that he wasn't a fan of the flavor of pie that was offered to him, which was cherry.
Yes.
However, he felt that, you know, if everyone before him said no, declined,
yeah,
maybe if he accepted, then, you know, it would be something very different and unexpected as well. It would throw Newman off his game, I would say.
And throw off. Very good phrase here. What is throw off?
I think throw off is something that diverts your attention, you know, that you don't expect it. And you feel, a little bit surprised. And you can visually imagine yourself, you know, taking a step back and being thrown off.
Yes. So to be thrown off, you're distracted, you're confused because somebody did something unexpected. And that's exactly what Damon Hill did.
Yep.
He decided to accept the pie. And then another good phrase to learn here is, here it says, Hill always looked for potential avenues. Potential avenues is potential routes or potential ways to get in his opponent's head.
Mm.
To get in someone's head.
Yep.
This is such a good idiom.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean to get into someone's head? Sometimes we say that it's not a nice thing to get into someone's head, but sometimes we do it intentionally, especially athletes. So what is getting into someone's head?
I think getting into someone's head is really trying to understand how they behave, you know, what triggers them, what ticks them off. And because you have this information, you use it to your own advantage.
Yes.
You know, for example, if someone knows that I am afraid of bugs, maybe they might try to scare me with a bug.
Yes.
However, I think what's interesting is that you not only can get in someone's head, you can get into your own head as well sometimes.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, when you overthink of something, you know, or you just meditate or mull over something, like, can you think of a time, you know, where you got into your own head or someone else's head?
Oh yeah, like getting into your own head is actually very easy too. Just keep worrying about something.
Mm.
You keep worrying about something, and then a lot of times I realize the more you worry about something, the more it's likely to happen.
Oh.
Like you kind of predict your future. It's like you call it into existence.
Mm.
So I think, you know, like a lot of times, like we learn in our faith that we can't keep worrying. Like, because a lot of times you're worried. The more you think this thing will happen, it really will happen.
Yep.
So we really need to be careful of not getting into our own head. And then in sports, a lot of times, especially when it's like one-on-one, you try to get into the other person's head. Is like you try to make them really, really, really worry about something to the point they're so worried about it, it distracts them from their goal.
Yeah.
And especially like we're looking at these competitions, very intense competitions, like where it's MMA or it's boxing or just these like one-on-one contact sports. I remember looking at like many, many years ago, you look at boxing fights, you see two boxers, they come in at weigh-in, they're really trying to get that other person scared.
Yeah.
They do so much stuff to make the other person scared. And when I was growing up, there was a really, really good boxer. He also had a lot of troubles, personal troubles, Mike Tyson.
Oh.
Yeah. And his nickname, his moniker was Iron Mike. And Iron Mike looks so mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like every fight he looks so mean. And the whole thing was he wanted to get into the other person's head. And then they would trash talk. They would trash talk. These boxers would trash talk. They would talk very meanly because they want to get into the other person's head. You could say want to mess with someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like a very good reminder, you just reminded us, don't get into your own head. Because sometimes we do that. We worry so much about something, it really makes us get distracted and we can't focus on what we need to focus.
Yeah.
So let's continue talking. So the moment came, Damon Hill took the pie and Newman extended a slice. So he gave Hill a slice and Hill's corner man handed him a carton of milk. So Hill ate the pie and his corner man, what's a corner man? I've never heard this strange term.
Yeah. I think in this context, a corner man is someone who is in charge of, helping you, attending to your needs, whether you are in a duel or a boxing match. So if you're injured, if you need water, I think this person is in your corner, literally.
Yes.
'Cause, you know, in a fight, there are usually four corners. And when you get to one side, he's going to be there for you, taking care of you and just making sure that you are good.
Yeah. So that's your assistant in the ring, the assistant who will take care of you like throughout the match or throughout this competition. So he handed him a carton. Okay. This is a word we don't say so much here in Asia, carton, but carton is usually made out of paper, right? A milk carton. I think of soybean milk carton. I drink a soybean milk carton every day. And a carton is just something to hold your liquid.
Yep.
Made out of paper.
Yeah.
Very eco-friendly.
Yeah.
Yes. And Hill says he doesn't like cherry, but it was delicious. But who won the match?
Well, that day, I believe Ben the Baker won. He tasted the sweet taste of victory, so...
Well, this is beautiful writing. We talk about dessert, we talk about how sweet the cherry is, and then the sweet taste of victory. Mm-hmm. So Ben the Baker wants. So don't be fooled by his Ben the Baker persona, who looks so nice and kind. He can be ferocious like a tiger.
Yep.
Well, friends, we need to get into our second reading for today, and we'll talk about the transition from MMA fighter into full-time pie baker.
Full-time pie maker. In 2021, Newman opened his licensed garage-turned-bakery. He now offers up to 50 flavors of pie, depending on the year. Newman says his pies stand out because he uses premium ingredients and designed his recipes around the take-and-bake or thaw-and-serve approach. Even Hill has returned for the baked goods, but not a rematch in the ring. I like that they're homemade, that they're actually done by a person and not a machine, he said. Even as a guy who's been punched in the face by him, he's got my endorsement. In 2017, Newman earned the right to fight for a title in a lower-tier league that could have opened a pathway to the UFC, but he lost. The next year, motivated by his desire to grow a family, he and his wife now have an adopted girl. He stopped fighting professionally and went all in on the bakery. I'm grateful for everything, Newman said. I have the best wife I could have. It was a long wait to get our little daughter. The pies are just things that help keep my family going.
Well, Eva, we've been talking about leading up to the transition in life where mm-hmm. Newman's going to make that switch.
Yep.
So in 2021, Newman opened his licensed garage turned bakery. Now, I love the word garage. Garage is where you park your car, right?
Yep.
And you know, in the West, like the garage, how about Singapore? Do people have garages?
Not very often because it is a very small country.
Yes.
You know? So, if you have a garage,
you're wealthy.
You have a lot of money. Yeah.
You have a big house where you can actually have, like, usually we think of garages in the Western sense. We think of garages on the first floor.
Yeah.
It's not in the basement.
No.
So you have such a big house that you actually have, your car has its own room.
Yes.
Basically, your heart. So that is like, yeah, we think of garages always on the first floor. It's not like how out here in Asia where most of our parking is underneath in the mm-hmm. basement. So, he started out in his garage. He turned his garage into a bakery. And he's really, like, hardworking. It says he offers up to 50 flavors of pie.
Yeah.
Depending, that's, like, off air we're saying, how do you even come up with 50 flavors?
Correct. That is like, you can eat a different flavor every day for almost 2 months.
That's true.
That's a lot.
Well, now we have ChatGPT to help us.
Yep.
I think ChatGPT can come up with 250 flavors. But before ChatGPT, the pre-ChatGPT era, I don't know how you'd come up with 50 flavors. Okay, what's different about his pies?
Yeah, so I think he makes it a point to make sure he has premium ingredients and he has type of model that, you know, it's a take and bake or thaw and serve approach.
Explain both.
Mm-hmm. So we know what premium is, you know, just better than the normal. Take and bake is probably he gives them a pie that could be fully baked or maybe 90% baked and then they bring it home and then can finish that last mile of baking when they feel like it. Thaw and serve is probably, he bakes it, he freezes eat, and then people buy it, and then they can take it out and thaw it. So thaw means going from something that is frozen into something that is room temperature or,
yes.
you know, warm or hot, depending on how you cook it.
Yes. Like usually, for example, if you're going to cook, like for example, tonight I'm going to make salmon and then I need to thaw the salmon. So the night before I'll take out the salmon from the freezer, a piece of salmon, and I'll put it in the fridge portion, not the freezer portion. And by the end of the day, when I get home after work, that salmon has thawed out.
Yeah.
So that's thaw. It's actually very, very smart, his model, because this is very little work for whoever buys the pie, right?
Yeah.
Because you take and bake, it's like maybe you get the pie, you just have to heat it up in your small oven for 15 minutes and you can eat it.
Yep.
And the other one is also very easy, thaw and serve. Like I think of cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we buy cheesecake and if you buy cheesecake, a lot of times it comes frozen.
Yeah.
So you have to put it in at a room temperature for maybe 20 minutes and then that's example of a thaw and serve.
Yeah.
So you know, these are all super easy. A lot of pies you buy, especially frozen pies outside, you have to spend a lot of time baking, and that takes time and people are busy. So the whole idea is he makes it really fast to serve.
Yeah.
And then how about Damon Hill? Did he ever come back for the pie?
Yeah, I'm surprised because Damon Hill probably really liked the pie and has come back not to face him in a fight, but to just buy more pies from him.
Yes, and he says he's got my endorsement. Endorsement is a great word.
Mm-hmm.
So endorsement is basically expression of support or approval. And a lot of times we think of celebrity endorsements. Like, for example, Taylor Swift wore this brand to, you know, like when she went out on a date. So she wore this brand. So it looks like she endorsed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So something that usually a celebrity or somebody famous that they support or they approve, we call it an endorsement. So Hill goes on to say, he's got my endorsement.
Yeah.
In 2017, Newman tried to go back into the MMA. So he started at a lower tier league. Tier is another good word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we think of credit cards, we think of credit cards have different tiers.
Yep.
So what's a tier?
So a tier is one of several levels in an organization or system. So when I think of tiers, I also think of, like, you know, flying in a plane, you have like economy, you have business and first class. So it just tells you that, oh, you know, I can move up or down within these tiers.
Yes. So tier, like it's almost like a level. So different levels. So he was trying to go from a lower tier league. League is kind of like the sports league. And he wanted to go to, well, in MMA, the top tier, like the top professional league, like the NBA of MMA is UFC.
Yeah.
Ultimate Fighting Championships. You can type it in YouTube, MMA, UFC. You'll see what it's all about. And he wanted to get to the best level, to the UFC, but he lost. And then the next year, 2018, what happened?
Yeah, so the next year, he wanted to grow his family. So I think that probably meant more time away from fighting.
Yes.
And now he and his wife have adopted a girl.
Yes. So that's a very big life change. He wanted to grow a family. Almost always when we talk about grow a family, it's like a couple, like perhaps they had no children, like perhaps just the two of them, and then they had a child. So now two becomes three, or maybe three becomes four.
Mm-hmm.
So growing a family just means adding people into your family, whether it's through natural birth or adoption. And then he adopted a girl, and then he stopped fighting and went all in. So when you go all in into something, it's like you're diving into the swimming pool. You're completely going in on the bakery. And then, so how does Newman feel about not being an MMA fighter and being a baker? How does he feel about this transition?
Mm-hmm. So I would naturally feel that, oh, you know, if I lost something, you know, I cannot do it professionally anymore, I would feel a little bit sad, you know, a bit like, hey, you know, I've trained so hard. However, I think for him, you know, the focus really shifted to his family and he feels grateful for everything. And I think, you know, just spending time with his family, building his pie business to up to 50 flavors. Yeah, I think that's how he feels that, you know, he's really content with his life now.
Yeah, and that's really beautiful because he says he has things in the right order. He says the pies are just things that help keep my family going.
Mm-hmm.
So the pies are just the means to an end. Like the pies are just a way for him to make money to support his wife and young daughter. So basically, he really has his priorities right. Like family is the most important. He wants to spend more time with his wife and daughter. And then the business, like the business sustains him. It gives him the money to feed his family, to take good care of his family. But he puts things in the right perspective. And that's a really beautiful thing, to put things in the right perspective. Friends, this has been a really, really interesting article. Eva, what is one thing you get out of these 2 days? Like this, I mean, it's just interesting because like Ben the Baker is so unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I think of MMA, like I actually typed in MMA. I was looking at recent MMA matches before the program to try to understand the sport a little better. And those men look so tough.
Yeah.
Like they, and women too, but I was looking at the men's matches. They look so tough and scary.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a very different kind of MMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, people always say don't judge a book by its cover.
Yes.
I would say don't judge a person by its name.
Yes.
Because you would think, you know, without his moniker, Ben the Baker, you might think, okay, this really tough looking person, you know, probably a little bit aggressive, you know, coming to fight me. However, you hear his name, Ben the Baker, you'd be like, okay, that's a little bit intriguing. When you see him, he offers you some pie.
Yes.
And you know, it totally just, changes how you want to meet this person. So yeah, I think you never know what you're going to get when you meet someone.
That's true. So we have to give people a chance.
Yeah.
And also, like, a good point you just made, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't assume just because someone has a certain persona, they have a certain look, they dress a certain way, they have a big tattoo on their head. Okay, maybe not on their head, but a tattoo elsewhere. Let's give them a chance. And sometimes you'll discover something very, very surprising. Well, friends, we're all out of time, and we hope that you enjoyed this article as much as we did. It was really fun talking about pies and baking and all that. And as we have just a couple more seconds, Eva, other than fish pie, can you recommend one more pie for us that we might not have tried?
Okay. Also savory, because I think maybe people are more exposed to sweet pies.
Yes.
I have had a really good lamb stew pie.
Lamb stew pie.
Yeah,
where? So, in Singapore? Or?
Yeah, in Singapore. So you can imagine a lamb stew. However, they just envelope that in pie pastry. So that's really good. However, if we are talking about Taipei, I have actually had a very good pecan pie.
Pecan pie. Okay. Pecan pie, very standard. This is very traditional pie. So if you want to try a sweet traditional pie that we love out in the West, pecan pie is a great example.
Yeah.
Yes. Friends, we're all out of time. We gave you great ideas for your pies. I hope that you enjoyed the talking about this MMA fighter as well. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Eva.
Saying goodbye.